As promised, we're joined right now by UFC president, good friend of the program. You've got a really nice card coming up on Saturday night, UFC 259. Blachowicz and Adesanya, Saturday, live from UFC Apex in Las Vegas. It is pay-per-view. It's on ESPN+, and he is Dana White. Dana, good to have you back. How are you, Dana?
I'm awesome, brother. How are you?
Good, dude. Good. I feel like you and I do this quite a bit, talk about this quite a bit, but you got yourself a hell of a card on Saturday night. How fired up are you for the fights this Saturday night and this card in particular?
Yeah, this is one of those cards, man. My whole staff is. People are texting me. This is one of those big cards that everybody's excited about.
All right, so let's start with the headliner. You've got Blachowicz going up against Adesanya. He's going to defend his light heavyweight title against Adesanya, who is the middleweight champ. I want to get to Adesanya in a second, but for those who are not as familiar with Jan as they should be, how would you describe him as a fighter and what he brings to it?
Yeah, he's the light heavyweight champion. Adesanya is the middleweight champion. Adesanya is moving up to try to take his title. This guy's got 8 wins by knockout, 9 by submission. He is a bad boy. He might not be one of those names you've heard about, but he is fun to watch fight. And, depending on how this fight goes with Adesanya, if he can beat Adesanya, I think it's going to be his coming out party.
Hey, Dan, no doubt, right? Like, for instance, Adesanya's coach, Eugene Behrman, said that this is going to be Adesanya's hardest fight to date. Does that sound about right to you?
Oh, 100%. Anytime you're in this sport, this isn't like boxing where you move up a weight class and it's a couple pounds. When you move up a weight class here, it's a big deal. Blachowicz is a big dude, and like I just told you, he knocks out real light heavyweights. And if this thing goes to the ground, he's got a great ground game. He's got 8 knockouts, 9 submissions. So he's got almost as many subs as he does knockouts. This guy's dangerous everywhere.
We're talking to Dana White. Dana, so what about that weight gain? Like you just said, it's not like boxing. Like when you move up and you got to carry that extra weight, that's something really different. The expectation is Adesanya would be giving up some weight in the fight. But he said this week he's been walking around at 200 and could weigh in tomorrow as low as 193. Is there a concern that he might be giving up too much fight or too much weight to fight Jan?
No, and I don't think he's going to weigh that. I don't think he's going to come in that low. I think he was off on that. Their weight's going to be a lot closer. And I just heard that Jan is like 211. Hmm. So, I mean, these guys are going to be very close in weight. The other thing that makes this fight fun is Blachowicz is a former Muay Thai world champion, and Israel Adesanya is a former professional kickboxer. So, I mean, both these guys have nasty stand-up. Both guys have knockout power. This is a very fun fight.
Styles make fights. Dana White joining us. You know, Dana, one thing, going back to the first time that I saw Adesanya and then the first time I spoke to him, I argued that I didn't think that he was just a star, but rather a superstar. A win on Saturday would make him the 5th fighter in history to hold belts in 2 weight classes at the same time. What would that mean for him and the sport?
Huge. It's obviously massive for him to be able to accomplish that. And like you said, for a guy with that kind of star quality for us. Plus, the other thing about this kid is that what I love about him, he doesn't just want to do this. He wants to be great. He wants to be looked at as one of the greatest fighters of all time. And what he really wants is then to move up to heavyweight, and he wants to fight John Jones at heavyweight.
You know I was going there next, Dana. That's exactly where I was going next. I was going to say one thing at a time, but he has been talking about that and wanting to fight John Jones and has talked about doing it in a stadium because, quote, that fight needs a crowd, end of quote. Is it a matchup that's on your radar when COVID allows that type of thing?
Yeah. All these fights need a crowd, hopefully soon. So, yes, that would be a fight that you would want in a crowd. We could do it in a stadium over in Australia or New Zealand. I don't know. A lot of ifs to get to that fight, but we got to get through Saturday first.
Remember, Saturday is UFC 259. It is live from UFC Apex in Vegas. It's pay-per-view. It's on ESPN+. You know, Dana, you and I spent a lot of time on that. I could spend the whole interview talking about that one fight, but then we would not get to Amanda Nunes, the 2-division champ. She's defending her featherweight belt against Megan Anderson. What are your early thoughts on that matchup?
Love it. You know, obviously, you know what I think of Amanda Nunes. I think she's the greatest female fighter of all time. Personally, I love her. She's a great human being. And, she's the only one that's actually held on to 2 titles and consistently defended both titles. So she's defending her 145-pound title against Megan Anderson, who is, 9 of her 11 wins have come by finish. She's got 6 knockouts, 3 submissions. So this is a girl, a lot of girls, you'll have some girls that are very talented, very technical, but don't have that power to knock out another woman. Both of these women have unbelievable power, and they can both knock each other out, which makes this fight, any fight in the women's division, a very, very awesome fight.
Dana White joining us. Dana, I love the matchup, but I got to say about Nunes, I mean, I could not be more impressed with Amanda, the way she handles herself inside of the cage and outside of it. You've been around greatness and great fighters for a long, long time. What is it about Amanda that makes her so special?
Yeah, she's one of my all-time favorites. She doesn't care who she's fighting. She'll fight anybody. One of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. Very, very easy to deal with. But once she steps inside the octagon, she's an absolute savage. And what's scary about her right now is Dan Lambert, the guy that runs her team, is saying he doesn't understand why, but she looks better than she's ever looked in this camp. And she was dropping guys in camp. So... this is going to be interesting.
She is so classy and like so kind and so violent. I mean, she really is something else. Dana White joining us. And then you've got a third title fight, Dana, between Jan and Sterling. What are you excited most about for that fight?
Well, if you look at, obviously, Petr Yan is the champion and how great he's looked. But Aljamain Sterling has really come into his own in his last couple of fights. This guy has looked absolutely dominant. And he's looked unstoppable. So, he's the number one ranked guy in the world. Won 7 of his 8 last fights. It's a fun fight. This one's very interesting. And as savage as Jan has looked in his last few fights, I don't know. I just think that Aljamain just looks like he's at a whole nother level right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
All right, so multiple title fights, a really, really good fight card coming up this weekend. Dana, before you go, I got to ask you about something I saw that was, I want to say it's kind of alarming, but we'll see what it is. I'm talking about my guy Chimaev. The first time I saw him fight, I said to you, man, I cannot believe this guy. This guy is absolutely incredible, but he appeared to announce on Instagram that he's going to retire. Was that a heat of the moment, frustration in the moment? What was your immediate reaction when you saw him do that on Instagram?
Yeah, no, I thought it was crazy. I mean, we just talked to the guy. I just flew him out here to get him looked at by doctors out here. And the problem is the guy has no patience whatsoever. He wants to fight every weekend. He knows he has the abilities to be a world champion. He wants it now. He doesn't want to wait. They had him on prednisone, which is a nasty steroid to help his lungs recover. And the guy's going into the gym and training when he's not supposed to be. He's supposed to be relaxing. He's supposed to get through this prescription. Then they're going to find out, how he looks. And he wouldn't wait. He just keeps on training. And you can't do that when you have what he's got going on.
All right, so in other words, he's supposed to relax and recover and rest and let the medicine do its work, and right. Yet he's just grinding. He's just training. I mean, what's it say about him that he won't stop working? And if he's not actually retiring, then what would be next for him?
It's why we all love him, and it's why the guy got over, a million followers in friggin' 2 weeks on social media. I mean, you love guys like this. These are the type of guys that fight fans want to see fight and want to follow and get behind, but trying to contain and control this guy to do the right thing is absolutely impossible. So, to be honest with you, I have no idea what's going to happen with him. I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, then we don't know. What about Conor McGregor? What's going to be next with him?
Conor's ready to roll. Conor wants to fight again. He wants the rematch with Dustin Poirier, and he wants it as soon as possible.
So when would that happen?
We're working on it. Hopefully, this summer.
What about his mindset, Dana? You and I have talked about that so many different times. Like, where's he at mentally? Where's his headspace right now?
Yeah, I think the loss put him back into a really good place. It's the classic, Rocky III, man. You're pulling up to the fight in yachts and, covered in Versace and, you got all the money in the world. It's hard to stay hungry.
Dana White, UFC president. You've got UFC 259 coming up on Saturday. Once again, live from UFC Apex in Las Vegas. Pay-per-view on ESPN+. Those three title fights. It's going to be a really good fight card. Dana, looking forward to it. Great to have you on the show. Appreciate you as always.
Thanks for having me, brother.
You too, Dana. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Dana White coming in. Good fight card. Really good card.